This is the RTE News at 1 with Brian Dobson. Good afternoon. The headlines this Friday lunchtime. The Taoiseach Simon Harris has said efforts to provide accommodation for asylum seekers are being undertaken in challenging circumstances. We'll leave it there.
Before I let you go, Brian, can I just say, because I know you'll hate this, which is why I said it at the end of the interview, but I am very conscious it's your final day. I'm very conscious that you've been broadcasting. It's probably before I was born. I'm very conscious that you represent the very best of public service broadcasting. You've been a brilliant, robust interviewer, always robust, always thorough, but always fair and decent. And I really just, on behalf of the people of Ireland today, I really just want to thank you for your public service and wish you and your family all the very best.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Taoiseach. I very much appreciate that. And as you say, I'm probably broadcasting here on RTE as long as you've been around 37 years, which I think is...
Bang on.
Yeah.
Bang on.
So, but thank you for coming on the programme today. And thank you, and indeed, thank those from all political strands and all parties and all sides of politics for coming on programmes that I've been involved in over the years. It's been very important that people in positions of power like yourself, people who we elect to govern us, make themselves accountable on programmes like this, and that's an important part of our democracy and something I've been proud to be a small part of.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Thank you indeed. Taoiseach Simon Harris there speaking to us from Belfast. Well, among the parties meeting...
And finally, Brian, on behalf of everyone in the RTE Sports Department, I'd like to thank you for all your guidance and professionalism throughout the years. You've been an absolute pleasure to work with us for us all, and we all wish you the very best in your future.
Well, thank you very much.
Well said.
That's very kind of you. That is the news this lunchtime. Aisling Grufferty was on sound today. The broadcast coordinator, Sinead Rensor. The editor of the News at One is Conor Barons. Today's programme was edited by Adele McAllister. Katie Hannan has Liveline next. But before I sign off, as this is my final day on the News at One and my last day in RTE, I'd just like to take a moment, if I may, to thank the team here for making my job such a joy over the last few years. Day after day, they come up with great story ideas, with fascinating guests and with forensic questions. They make me sound good, and I'm very grateful for that. My gratitude is due also to everyone I've worked with here in RTE over 37 years on Morning Ireland, on the 6-1 News, on the 9 o'clock News, and on the very many one-off news specials, documentaries and feature programmes which I've been fortunate enough to be involved in. Broadcasting is a team game, and I've been lucky to work with some of the very best teams in this business. My appreciation also goes to the many guests I've interviewed on this and other programmes over the years. People who've told their personal stories, others who've shared their knowledge, their insights, their expertise, and those in positions of power who make themselves accountable. As I remarked earlier to the Taoiseach, it's a vital strength of our democracy that our elected representatives, the people who we choose to govern, come on the airwaves to answer for their decisions. And long may that continue. All of this, though, is with one purpose: to serve you, our audience. So thank you for listening, for watching and for engaging. I know from texts, from emails, from letters that you are well informed, you are discerning and you possess a highly developed waffle detector. Thank you for your time, your attention and your feedback. It keeps us on our toes. Lastly, my love to my family, to my wonderful wife, Kriya, to our fantastic daughters, Sophie and Hannah. They have been my motivation and my strength and my support. It's been a great 37 years, but the time has come to say, if I can borrow a phrase, that Dobbo has left the building. So from me and all the team here on the News at One, thanks for listening and hope you have a great weekend.
O'clock this Friday, and before I go to my first call, I just want to say I think we're all a bit knocked sideways by that farewell goodbye from Brian Dobson. Dobbo has left the building, a beautiful sign off after the most extraordinary career. I mean, what a legend, 37 years. I just can't imagine a state visit or a state funeral or an election without Brian Dobson in the centre of it. I mean, are you even elected if Brian Dobson doesn't say that you're over the quota? All of us in Liveline here just want to wish him the very, very best in the next chapter, I'm sure. It will be an interesting one because he is a man that, honestly, you would travel very, very far to find anyone with a bad word to say about him. He will be sorely missed around these parts, and I'm sure around all parts around the country, and I'm sure you'll join with us in wishing the legend well. Okay, let me get on to our first call.